Hear these words of Scripture.
From John 1, 1 through 2, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people.
From Luke 11, verse 28, Jesus, a woman shouted out, you're awesome. Your mother and father are so blessed. But he said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it.
In Revelations 19, 13, Jesus' name is called the word of God.
Hebrews 4, verses 12 to 16, indeed the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Standing before it, that word, no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace, picking up a Bible, going to God in prayer, fellowshipping with brother and sister, worshiping, ministering to others, with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Matthew 13, 3 through 9. Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen.
Two pieces of furniture in this space received a lot of consideration over the centuries. If you have visited churches in Germany, some in the U.S., but mostly in places like Germany, where's the pulpit in those churches? Is it on my level, or is it a spiral staircase that is climbed by the preacher of the day? So there's that piece of furniture, the pulpit, and then there's the altar. We do a little bit of funny things, we Christian folks. We move our furniture around sometimes. Again. But the Word of God is steady. The Word of God is heard by His people when they give space to that. Sometimes you have to fight to ensure that there's space in your life. Time and locations thought through intentionally to open your heart to God's word, to make sure that there's cultivated soil for those seeds to be dropped. I love the words to the song that we just sang. The word is living. The word is light. The word delights my soul, preserves my life, holy and hidden, forever new, the perfect sacrifice, our Lord Jesus Christ. Or the song that we sang before that, I'm finding myself at a loss for words. Thank goodness, is my addition. And the funny thing is, it's okay. Duh. The last thing I need is to be heard, but instead to hear what you would say, God. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes, to see your majesty or to see the truth out loud about me, about my reality. To be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. The word, good theme. Sometimes we say God moment, not exactly the same. Just throwing it out there and saying a God moment. Because I want to have us reflect a little bit on what is the word of God. How do we connect with that word? When, where, how, why? And what are the various Christian ways that the word of God is expressed? One of my thoughts is, when folks say, now that's a God moment. Is that a word of God moment? Did a word come from that moment? When you're talking with God, in a conversation with God, is that a word of God moment? Word event is another phrase. Word event. God spoke into creation, the heavens and the earth. He spoke into creation all of what is blessed and he calls good in our world. Words are important. A phrase can be special. A child discovers that words can make things happen. And it's fun to watch that. A word can be uttered. It can be more than simply a sound. It can be word uttered event. Mommy, daddy, because of a word. Our granddaughter Audrey put a few words together just this week that will always be remembered to this family. She turned 2 last Saturday, a week ago this yesterday. I was in her room just this Tuesday, attempting to put her down for a nap unsuccessfully. Her mother, Sarah, who's married to her father, Adam, popped her head in the door and she said to me, "You don't have the white noise playing on the music player." So she spoke towards the voice-activated speaker and said, "Alexa, play Spotify." Little Audrey, without hesitation, said, "Alexa, change account, Adam." Her mom sharply rebuked her, "Audrey, don't do that." And I'm sitting there thinking, good luck with that, Mom. 2 days later, arrives another Audrey and the word tale. It's bath time, and Audrey is in her happy place, sitting in a warm tub. Mom exits for a brief moment to grab something, returns to discover that Audrey has pooped in the tub. Immediately, Sarah goes to the top of the stairway and hollers down to her husband, Adam, whose office is in the basement, working away. "Adam, I need help." Immediately, Audrey can feel the vibrations of father hurrying up the 2 flights of steps and his visage appearing in the doorway. Wow, that happened fast. And it gets better. Lifted from her poop soup, 4 hands at work, rinsing, towel drying, any kind of prolonged Freudian anxiety moment averted, soothing words, clean clothes, mother's embrace, father making unpleasant sight and smell disappear in a lighthearted manner. All things to ponder for young Audrey. When you're 2, you're learning at your own pace, your own schedule. And here's an update. Sarah reports now that Audrey is using this phrase, "Adam, I need help." When Jesus said the words, "Let anyone with ears listen," Audrey's already listening. So on October 31st, 1517, Martin Luther nailed the grievances against the Catholic Church, or the Church at that time, as is known, onto the chapel door at Wittenberg, Germany. His 95 theses became a catalyst for the Protestant Reformation, sola scriptura, sola gratia, sola fide, were three Latin phrases: by word alone, by grace alone, by faith alone are we saved. That phrase, sola scriptura, means word of God contained in scriptures of New and Old Testament is three things: sufficient and primary authority for all things faith. And if faith guides your life, that's a pretty big say. Reason, logic, tradition, experience, use the heck out of all of those. But scripture receives greatest authority, carries more weight. But here's one more point that you might have missed about the Reformation, is the doctrine of clarity, or as it was known, the word is kind of died out in use, but perspicuity. The doctrine of perspicuity, what in the world is that? That is that the scripture, the Reformation affirms that the word of God, as contained in the Bible, is understandable, perspicuous, not perspiration, not promiscuous, not persnickety, lucid. It's lucid. It's not something that only a seminary grad can benefit from. Ah, see, there's power in the word. Better to kind of control it. No. The word can be I got 5 minutes, I can grab this and go. Or it can be, I'm going to just sit with this text for 20 minutes. Or I'm going to take a walk now and just meditate and recite that verse. Scripture, in the year 500, Gregory the Great, a pope, one of the early popes, said, "Scripture is like a river broad and deep. It's shallow enough for a lamb to go wading, but deep enough for an elephant to swim." Classic. Primary, sufficient, and scripture has clarity. One of the things I think about when I ever come across the phrase, the word, is I think about people like Karl Barth and Dietrich Bonhoeffer and some of those leaders and theologians of the church in the between the wars, the First and the Second World War, and how already the God is Dead movement was kind of going in philosophical circles, hadn't yet gotten out into media so much, but they strongly were affirming, lifting up, the Word of God is trustworthy, it is authoritative, it is sufficient, it is understandable to God's people. Bonhoeffer was called back from a position in a church in England to serve in Germany as a teacher of young seminarians, because it was felt at a conference of the Church of Germany that the Church of Germany was too much influenced by the Nazi Hitler nationalism movement. So he came back, he founded a seminary, alternative seminary, created a community. One of the things that he said to his seminarians and to us, as it was written down, is that it's so important for us that we read the scriptures in a manner that we connect. And what came to my mind is how, do you remember things called overhead projectors? We had those, remember, and we would put those acetate sheets on them, and you could put them on top of each other. You could have one sheet and then on top of it. And I was thinking as I heard these words, it's kind of like that my life, first acetate sheet. And then the overlay is the story of God and his people in the scriptures, that I lay that on, and then never forget that they do connect up. Here's what Bonhoeffer wrote. We become a part of what once took place for our salvation. Forgetting and losing ourselves, we too pass through the Red Sea, through the desert, across the Jordan, into the Promised Land. With Israel, we fall into doubt and unbelief. Through punishment and repentance, experience again God's help and faithfulness. All this is not mere reverie, but holy, godly reality. We are torn out of our own moment in time, our existence, and set down in the midst of a holy history of God in this earth. There God dealt with us, and there he still deals with us, our needs and our sins, in judgment and in grace. And he adds a final thought: only in the Holy Scripture do we learn to know our own history. Word of God, speak. Pour down like rain. I pray for each of you. You pray for me, that we have those times. We have those spaces. We secure those things. That we even guarantee. We insure them. We take those measures. Because that's life, and that's light. Anybody need any light and life these days? Amen.